Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a new edition of our weekly Student Life podcast here on Radio Z. My name is Maya, and today we're going to talk about the typical stereotypes and prejudices people have toward students. Therefore, we will have a discussion about the single clichés with our today's guest, Isabella. Hello, Isabella, how are you?
Hello, Maya. Fine. Thanks for having me.
So, you're students of linguistics here at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf, right?
That's correct.
And do you often come in contact with some kind of cliché people have toward students?
Well, I guess in general, when people start thinking about students, the first thing that comes to their minds is probably the picture of a non-working, chill-out guy in his 13th term at university.
Which gets us to the first stereotype I want to talk about, long-time students. Do you think this is a real problem at university, or is it just an exceptional phenomenon?
The latter, I think. I just know very few people who studied much more than the regular number of terms. To add one or even two terms should not be a problem, especially when someone goes abroad for a few months or something.
Or when someone is just lazy and not working hard enough, like another cliché says. All students have in mind is partying and drinking, so the new-fashioned word procrastination is a clear and unavoidable consequence.
Yeah, that's typical. I admit, delaying work on papers or studying for an exam is quite common, but writing a whole paper in just one night is quite difficult. Although, I guess, partying as much as everyone thinks is unusual. Most of the students I know, and I am one myself, take their studies seriously and work for it quite a lot. Of course, sometimes you go out, party, or just have a few beers. It's normal, everyone does it sometimes, but one has to set priorities correctly.
Beer! That leads us to the next cliché of students. Is it true that the canteen's food is disgusting and students only eat convenience food anyway? They are broke at the end of the month. Okay, I understand. But only spaghetti with powdered sauce or ketchup? That's cruel.
Well, I can tell firsthand that there's barely any money left at the end of the month. But you don't have to eat the same stuff over and over again. The food in the canteen is quite good and varied, so there's no need to eat one-sided, like spaghetti with ketchup.
Ooh. Well, there's one last cliché me and my colleagues were really discussing in advance of the show today. Can you tell a subject of someone's study by just looking at them?
Yes. For some subjects of study, it's really easy to find out. Law students, for example, usually wear a business-like look, while engineers are known for their checked shirts.
Oh, I can imagine. It's quite fun to find out who studies what by just guessing. So, thank you very much, Isabella, for taking part in this discussion and helping us to unveil the truth of some of the most persistent clichés of students and their lives.
Thank you, it was very fun.
And for our listeners, we will be back with a new edition of our Student Life podcast here on Radio Z next week, when we will be talking about correct and time-saving progress planning. Thank you very much for listening and have a nice day. Bye.
Bye-bye.